Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Get ready, he's coming back. The Lord told Hezekiah, get your house in order for you're going to die. Well, you to the church, you're not going to die, but you're going to live. But be ready because the Lord is returning soon. Now, any day now, the Lord can come back. I don't know when he's coming back, but I know it's close. And I want to be ready. Yeah, but you're a preacher. Well, preachers need to be ready. Preachers are Christians. I'm a Christian before I'm a preacher. You got to be a Christian. And you got to be walking in the light of God's word if you're going to go with him in the glorious rapture. The Lord spoke to me almost a year ago. It was the Saturday before Thanksgiving last year. The Lord said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And some doctrines would say that if you're a Christian, if you ever believed on Jesus Christ, you can't be lost. And that's not true. They say once saved, always saved. That's not true either. Because if you read 2 Peter chapter 2, he explains the way of the false prophet, false teaching. And so does Jude. And Paul, in some of his writings, talked about it also. Paul and Peter, they both said when they die, false teachers would arise. And they teach things like that. And in some greetings, some letters that Paul wrote, there was a man named Demas. He greeted the people with Paul. He was working with Paul in the ministry. But his last letter, I think it was to Timothy, he said Demas went back to the world. People, they can go, just like you can walk into the kingdom of God by believing on Jesus, you can walk out by living according to the world. Now, Apostle John, in 1 John, he explains this, how the world system will harden your heart against God. And it will cause, you know, people that were once in faith, the love of the world will destroy the faith you once had. And in Galatians, he said, who bewitched you? And also in Colossians, the Jews tried to use works. They tried to add works to salvation by observing the law, laws of circumcision and Sabbath days and the food you ate. You don't have to observe those things if you believe on Jesus Christ. And remember, the Sabbath was made for man. Now, in Romans chapter 14, Paul explains how you don't have to observe feast days and Sabbath days and what you eat. Those things don't make you righteous. Only the blood of Jesus makes you righteous. The only reason we're righteous, we were made, is because we were made righteous. The only reason we're righteous at all is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing else made us righteous. If you're righteous because of what you eat, don't eat, what you wear, what you don't wear, and days you observe, and when you go to church, and when you don't, you're not righteous. Because none of those things makes you righteous. Even observing the law don't make you righteous. The law will expose to you the fact that you need a Savior. Because if you honestly try to perform the law without Christ, you're going to find out real fast that you need a Savior. And you'll look for it. If you really love God and you feel you know, the honest people who really are trying to do right and they can't, they cry out to the Lord. And if you don't understand that, you know, if you don't know you need a Savior, you won't ask for him. You won't believe him. You won't look for him. And then when people tell you about a Savior, if you don't think you need a Savior, you get offended. But when you know you need a Savior, you thank God for the Savior, you thank the Savior, and you thank the person for telling you about Jesus. Now, when I first learned about, you know, my dad was a preacher. I grew up, and he taught the Word of God. And my mother taught me the Word of God, too. My mother explained it and broke it down. But one day, my cousin, he's 3 years older than me, he just pointed out to the fact that Jesus died for you so that you can live forever with God. And I knew about salvation. I wanted to know how to get saved for sure, because I used to do dangerous things. I rode a mini bike and motorcycles. And I wanted to know what to do if I got killed. If I fell on that motorcycle, how could I? I wanted to make sure I go to heaven. So I listened to him. Plus, I looked up to him. And he was a cousin that I really loved. And he was around my age. He was older than me and wiser. So I looked up to him. So now, this is the thing. When you believe on Jesus Christ, everything changes. You're connected to the life of God. When you yield yourself to him, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now he's about to return. And knowing that he's about to return, I'm saying, Lord, what can I do? What can I say to help others that don't know you? Because I have revelation that he loves others just like he loved me. I put myself in their condition. Well, what if I was out there thinking I was all right and I'm not? Jesus is about to come back. And then I wouldn't know it. If I wasn't saved, I wouldn't have a revelation of it. I'd be trying to do worldly stuff. I'd be trapped. I'd be deceived. I'd need somebody to get me out. So I'm thinking about, Lord, what can you do through me to help others know you so they can miss this misery of the tribulation period, so they can go with us in the glorious rapture? What can I say? What can I do? And I thank God that he gave me this website, because I get a chance to express to millions of people how the mighty works of God. Now, I don't have a counter on my website. I don't know how many people go on there, except for what the Lord tell me. And I know it's a lot. And I believe him for millions. So I say millions, because God is good. He don't waste good, folks. And I know he's addressing people because the anointing, things he give me to say and thoughts he give me. When he give me messages to minister, and I can't see the people I'm ministering to, but I know that it's good. I know it's a lot of people. I know a lot of y'all listen. And it's advertised on the radio, and God, it's in God's hands. And I asked him to bless his people to know him and use me as much as he can. I believe in what I'm doing. So if you want to serve God, you got to believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You can't afford to not believe in what he can do in your life. The Lord can take your life and win millions of people in a very short time. You got to get over the persuasions of cold religion and false science and worldly way. Stop looking at what's not. Start looking at God. If you want water walking faith, the only way you're going to get it is to look at Jesus. You got to see him. You got to look at him. And you can have water walking faith. Or mountain moving faith. We don't need to walk on water, and we don't need to move literal mountains per se. But we do need great things from God. We need our family members saved. We need other people saved. We need to be a blessing to whoever we can be a blessing to. And only the Lord can help us do it. Don't doubt what God can do in your life and through your life and throughout your life. God can take that life of yours and do much good with it. You're just going to have to trust Him. You're going to have to give Him all you got and live according to His wisdom. I watched a show last night on TCT, and it was called Glory Stories. And the lady was talking about Catherine Kuhlman, her ministry, and how she yielded to the Lord. And she just presented herself a living sacrifice and just yielded to the glory of God. And the Lord used her mightily. She gave Him everything. She gave God everything. She gave God everything. And she yielded to the Holy Spirit. Now, she's the one who trained Benny Hinn. And he operated in the same anointing she had. It's no magic. It's just yielding to the Holy Spirit. Receiving His word. If you want to be a blessing to the Lord, if you want to be a blessing to everybody you know, if you want to do it God's way, it's easy, folks. What I'm about to tell you is so easy. You have to get an education to doubt it. You have to go to a theologian school and be educated to doubt this, because it's so easy. Fill your heart with God's word, just like God told Joshua. Read it. You don't have to work. Stop working in the sense of trying to manufacture a move of God. Don't try to manufacture a move of God. Receive God's word in you. Fill your heart with His word. Fill your heart with His word. And if your heart is this filled with God's word, your mind will be renewed. And as you receive His word, speak it in your life. Solve the problems that you know exist. But you stay yielded to the Holy Spirit. Don't go draw up an outline, a plan of how you're going to do this and that. Let God reveal to you whatever it is you're going to do. Watch Him. If you want water, walk in faith, you got to watch Him. The word of God, if you fill your heart with God's word, you'll have a visual of Him. And whatever He say to you, you can do it. And your appetite for the things of God will grow, just like my wonderful pastor taught yesterday. If you have hunger, if you have love in you, you will hunger for all the wonderful things of God. And don't expect people to understand it, because they don't. Even godly people don't always understand your devotion. But use it. Receive the word of God and yield to the Holy Spirit. Confess that you will obey all that's in God's heart for you. And my friend, he will help you in every way. All the doubt and unbelief that you picked up in this world system and cold religion and false science and false persuasions of men that love the world, their persuasion is according to their love for the world. And their appetite is for the world. And their influence. Don't underestimate the influence of the wicked. You got to receive enough words so that you can hate all that stuff and love what's true. and drive out the Philistines, the influences of the world. See, the Philistines was always a problem. They always caused trouble. Thank God for the ones he was able to save. But the Philistines are the Palestinians. They're modern day Palestinians. They lived in Gaza. So they lived right there, and they aggravated the Jews all their life. I mean, since from the beginning. The Canaanites, they were descendants of Ham, and they lived in the region, they lived right there where Jerusalem is. And God took that land and gave it to his people and said, drive out the Canaanites, which includes the Philistines. They were witches, and they did things, they did all kind of evil things. He said, don't make a deal with them. Well, they man always do wrong. And Joshua made a deal with the Gibeonites. That's another story. Just like people do now. Instead, if you don't drive out the thoughts of the world in every worldly way, it will hinder you from doing God's work. That's why that's where your reluctance will come from. When the Lord say do something, you'll feel reluctant to do it. That's not God. That kind of reluctance don't come from God. If you ever feel reluctant to do God's business, ask yourself, why do I feel reluctant? Why do I doubt? Why do I not believe? But if you fill your heart with God's word, demons will fall off your life. All the demonic influences will fall off your life when you love God. All the demonic influences will fall off your life when you love God and you're receiving his word continually. You will drive out the Philistines, the things that's wrong, things that trap you down, hold you back. I'm not just saying this for fun. This is true. And then you'll be free in your heart to love and honor God. And then you, when he speaks, you're hearing. And you have devotion for the things that are true. And he'll show you the easy way to win souls. And it's so easy. When people go to heaven and see how easy it really is, they're going to hate the fact that they wasted so much time. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord.